The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In 2008, Americans were told, "Vote for change." And because conservatives were very discouraged with the Republican Party candidates who didn't seem much different from the liberal ones, many of them did not go to the polls. And did we ever get change? Mr. Obama and this current Congress have plunged us headlong into a Marxist government that will, in the next few years, using the laws they've already passed, completely remove our liberty. But it's what we chose. We chose because we didn't choose. You say, "Don, that sounds like double talk." Well, let me explain. We chose not to go to the polls and vote. And therefore, we let others choose for us and our children what would happen in our future. While the number of Bible-believing people who vote has increased some the last 10 years, still at least half of us have not gone to the polls. The bottom line of all this? Many of those who say they believe the Bible are disobeying the Bible by not protecting their children's liberty with their vote. The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." This is a reference to the liberty in our spirit which Christ brings when we receive Him as our Savior and Master. But since civil liberty is the fruit of internal liberty, it is also a reference to God commanding us to protect our civil liberty so the truth can flow freely to the next generation. What we're really dealing with here is a satanic effort to discourage conservatives, and particularly Christian conservatives, from going to the polls and voting. And you can be sure there are many in government who have been deceived by him also and who do not want us to vote. But the father of our original education system, Noah Webster, warned us what would happen if we didn't vote, or if we voted for the wrong people. He taught, "In selecting men for office, let principle be your guide. Regard not the particular party of the candidate, look to his character. When a citizen gives his vote to a man of known immorality, he abuses his trust. He sacrifices not only his own interest, but that of his neighbor. He betrays the interest of his country." End quote. So what can we do to stem this flood tide of evil that is coming from Washington? Number one, we can pray against it. But if you pray with a genuine heart, you're going to find yourself being urged by God to go on November 2nd and to vote. But remember, you can't vote if you don't register to vote. Many, many Bible-believing people are not registered to vote. You must get to the clerk's office and register to vote by October 4th. That's October 4th. Or even better, why not have a voter registration drive in your local church? This is completely legal so long as you don't try to influence people toward one party or the other. Help get people who are Bible-believing people registered by picking up for them some registration cards, giving them to them. Liberals in both parties know that almost no one with their ideas can be elected if conservatives simply get to the polls and vote. So what is to be our response to all this? It's simple. Get registered to vote and then vote. And vote biblical convictions. Vote for the person who stands nearest the Bible position on an issue, regardless of their party. Charles Finney, the greatest revival preacher America ever saw, wisely told us, quote, "God will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics." Are you registered to vote? Do you vote? Do you vote for the candidate who stands nearest the Bible position on issues? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.